on how the top 10, bottom 10 list got started.
The first story was done in 1973, and I think, of course, no one was prepared for it. I think it was really, the idea came from an old Harper's story, which was like top 10 dumb in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But Broyles had the smarts and the instinct for what the people of Texas would tolerate, to know that if we did a worst, we had to do a best with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the key decision, mm-hmm. was we're not here just to make fun of these people, that there's a difference between what's good and what's bad, and here's the difference and here's the criteria.
And the criteria for the best?
Our criteria are not what they say at the press table. It's the inside the rail criteria. How do members judge each other?
Mm-hmm.
What do they look for? They look for integrity. They look for people who are hardworking and people who try to work things out and get together and move the ball forward.
On the criteria for the worst.
On the other side, it's sort of lead, follow, or get out of the way. And it's the people who are in the way that tend to be the people who wind up on the 10 worst list, mm-hmm. that they are obstructing solutions.
On whether it's about good guys and bad guys?
There has to be evidence. In other words, one thing this story is not, which is, it is not about the best list is not who are good guys, you know, people that you think, gee, these are nice human beings. There are a lot of nice human beings, but it's not about that. It's not about that. It is the 10 best, 10 worst story has to be also the story of the session.
On whether the list is about process.
This is fundamentally about process.
Mm-hmm.
And very seldom is it about a good bill or a bad bill.
On whether the list affects behavior of House members.
I was in the Legislative Library the other day, and Gibb walked in with a guest. And so I went over and said hello to him, and I reminded him at the time that he said, if you would just leave, I could pass this bill in 30 minutes. He sent me a note from the podium.
We did.
If you would leave, I could pass this bill in 30 minutes. I sent him a note back. I'll give you an hour. Bet you can't do it.
And did he pass it?
He couldn't. No.
On what distinguishes this session so far?
Politics are bad because you basically have a three-party state. You have the Democrats, you have the moderate Republicans, and you have the zealous Republicans, the tear it all down Republicans. So you've got the majority party is divided, and so, you know, that's just a formula for stalemate.
On why they do it.
Why are we doing it? To tell our readers how politics really works. In other words, if the story has any value at all, it is how politics really works. It's not about who's a bad guy and who's a good guy, but it's that people think, most of our readers, I think that politics is about liberals and conservatives and Republicans and Democrats. But there's a very large component of politics that's about personality,
mm-hmm.
and people who know how to say the right thing at the right time, or say the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a talent. Some of these people are really great at it. And so personality is a huge component of politics.
and about when you know who's going to be on the good list and who's going to be on the bad list.
The session is basically April 1st to the end. It's the sprint. Of course, the sprint takes place in mud. Mm-hmm. But it's that it's when the session pivots on the appropriations bill coming to the floor.